USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration says it will ban the use of fruit and mint flavors in cartridge e-cigarettes in an effort to curb youth vaping, but it will still allow flavors to be sold via tank vaping systems commonly found in vape shops. The president also raised the federal minimum age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21 years old. That law went into effect last week. And as far as if that law will help, Dr. Michael Ong tells Fox News,
I think that raising the age restriction for tobacco sales to 21 is a good step. It's not a sufficient step in terms of what is the leading preventable cause of death.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the U.S. is ready to respond to any more attacks by Iran. This after members of an Iran-backed militia group launched attacks over 2 days at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Democratic field for the presidency is getting smaller again, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Former Obama administration Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro announcing in a video that he's dropping out of the Democratic presidential race.
So proud of the campaign we've run together. We've shaped the conversation on so many important issues in this race. Stood up for the most vulnerable people and given a voice to those who are often forgotten.
The former San Antonio mayor was the only Latino candidate in the field. He struggled, though, to make a dent in fundraising and to make a dent in the polls. He usually was around 1%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Fewer Americans are filing for unemployment claims. The Labor Department reports on Thursday 222,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's down 2,000 from the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As more and more Californians move elsewhere amid high taxes, rising costs of living, and housing costs, the Golden State is on track to lose a seat in Congress for the first time in history. According to U.S. Census Bureau population estimates, around 200,000 people moved out of California between 2018 and 2019, a bulk of them heading to states like Arizona, Texas, and Colorado. Tom DelBacario is the former chairman of the California Republican Party. He tells Fox News that Republicans are sick and tired of California.
The Republicans are leaving this state because, frankly, they're tired of the politics of it. Well, it used to be they went from L.A. to Riverside. Now they keep going to Arizona and to Texas. A lot of my Republican friends have left.
Severe flooding in Indonesia's capital has brought tragedy with the new year. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
New Year's Eve celebrations turned deadly in Jakarta, Indonesia, as torrential rains and overflowing rivers triggered flooding in the capital and surrounding areas, killing 9 people and displacing thousands. At least 90 neighborhoods were submerged by floodwaters. The governor said nearly 15 inches of rain fell. More than 120,000 rescue workers have been deployed to assist residents in evacuations. Jakarta, Indonesia's largest city, is sinking and will experience more flooding as the years go by.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.